Her nose prickled. Her throat itched. She coughed. Old buildings are musty, she told herself, groggy with sleep. But why the acrid smell? And what was that bitter taste on her tongue? Had her instincts been correct? Should she have fled upon seeing the nightmare warren of jerry-rigged rooms, the windowless space her $50 had secured? She opened her eyes to total darkness. Dust. It's only dust. Not convinced of that explanation, her hypothalamus ordered up a precautionary round of adrenaline. Her olfactory lobe ID'd the pillow, dank and mildewed from decades spent cushioning the heads of down-in-the-heels travelers. She raised up from it, slid her phone from beneath it. The screen came to life, illuminating her hand and the frayed ribbon bordering the ratty polyester blanket. The cast-off glow revealed little else of her surroundings. Swinging her legs over the side of the mattress, she sat up, scrolled left, and tapped the flashlight app, sent the plucky little beam looping around her. Shadows bounced from the room's sparse furnishings in a jumble of cascading angles and shapes. A bureau held level with an ancient keyboard jammed under one corner, a rusty brass floor lamp, a wheeled metal clothing rack holding four hangers. Nothing alarming. Until the narrow white shaft landed on the door. Black smoke was oozing through the gap where the bottom failed to meet the floor. Beyond the gap, orange and yellow light danced fitfully. Flames? Barely breathing, she tiptoe ran across the carpet and placed a palm on one panel. The wood felt warm. She touched the knob. Hot! Using the hem of her tee, she turned the handle and inched open a peephole. Flames twisted around the bed and curled the drapes at the window in the adjacent room. Her breath froze. She slammed the door. Oh God, oh God, oh God! She listened. Heard no alarm, no sirens. What to do, what to do? She called out. Help! Please! I'm in here! Nothing. She yelled again and again until her throat screamed. Catching her breath, she strained for any sign of another human being. Heard no voice, no movement. Make a run for it? Somehow that seemed wrong. There were flames just beyond the door. She had no idea of the safest route out of the building. Heart hammering, she retrieved her mobile and jabbed at digits with one trembling finger. Missed. Tried again. A woman answered on the first ring. 911, what's your emergency? The building I'm in is on fire. Ma'am, please stay calm. Oh, God! Give me your location. I don't know the address. It's a rented room. Okay. I've alerted the fire department. A team will arrive shortly.
I'm going to die.
No, you're not. I'll stay on the line with you. Do you understand?
Yes.
She coughed. Ma'am, are you injured?
It's getting hard to breathe.
Does the room have a fire escape?
No.
Her eyes felt like smoldering embers. Tears ran down her cheeks. A window?
No.
A door?
Yes, it feels hot.
Do not open the door. Can you wet a towel or pillowcase and place it over your face?
There's no water in here.
Choking black smoke was slowly filling the room. She coughed until her belly ached and she tasted blood in her mouth.